But when the child gets buried away under their adaptive and protective shells, he becomes one of the walking dead, a monster. So when you realize you've gone a few weeks and haven't felt that awful struggle of your childish self, struggling to lift itself out of its inadequacy and incompetence, you'll know you've gone some weeks without meeting new challenge and without growing, and that you've gone some weeks towards losing touch with yourself. The only calibration that counts is how much heart people invest, how much they ignore their fears of being hurt or caught out or humiliated. And the only thing people regret is that they don't live boldly enough, that they don't invest enough heart, didn't love enough. Nothing else really counts at all. It was a saying about noble figures in old Irish poems. He would give his hawk to any man that asked for it, yet he loved his hawk better than men nowadays love their bride of tomorrow. He would mourn a dog with more grief than men nowadays mourn their fathers. And that's how we measure out our respect for people, by the degree of feeling they can register, the voltage of life they can carry and tolerate and enjoy. End of sermon. As Buddha says, live like a mighty river. And as the old Greeks said, live as though all your ancestors were living again through you.